broadcasting around the world on International Shortwave and on the Radio Disclosure Radio Network. I'm your host tonight, Matt Aaron, and I bid you good evening, good morning, wherever you may be in our universe or state of existence. Speaking of states of existence, I guess that would be the topic of tonight. The paranormal. I've got a set of paranormal investigators. Jason and Jason are getting ready to join us. They're from PIMP Paranormal. That's right, P-I-M-P Paranormal. And they're going to tell us what that means here in just a minute. And no, that's not an actual play on words. It's literally just the acronym, okay? Just chill out. Don't get all weird about it. If you want to join us tonight, 1-833-880-9899 is the number. That's 1-833-880-9899. Jason and Jason, welcome to Radio Disclosure. And
how you doing?
I'm doing great, but come on now. PIMP Paranormal. What
is that? That was an accident. That was a total accident. That it actually stands for Paranormal Investigators of Middle Pennsylvania. And after we had came up with the name, we looked at the acronym, trying to, you know, decrease the cost of our business cards. And yeah, that's the acronym.
That's I like it. I won't lie. I think it's creative, unique, and it definitely will get people's attention. So. Speaking of Pennsylvania, I have a confession to make. I've been through Pennsylvania, through Middle Pennsylvania, and it is like my home state, Middle Tennessee. Mountains, beautiful terrain, lots of what I would consider to be history in the sense of its closeness to New York and people moving west. That's not Tennessee, by the way, being close to New York, but I will say it's a beautiful country up there, and we went to a little area, and I can't remember the name of it, up there by the Poconos, and I don't know if you guys know anything about that area, but there's a lot of what I would consider to be older buildings and such up there that are very unique in that sense. So, I mean, I guess you guys have your hands full there, if that makes sense. So introduce yourselves, tell us a little bit about yourselves. That's a beautiful country area, beautiful area of the country, should I say.
It's very beautiful. Me, Jason Combs, I actually moved out here from Las Vegas, so this was my first time being out here in this part of the country. And I've always been into the paranormal, doing stuff out on the West Coast. And then to come out here on the East Coast and see everything that is actually out here, it blew me away. Every building I go by, especially if it's abandoned or something like that, it just blows me away. And there's buildings that just, it's like they speak to you. You drive by it and you're like, I just have to see what that building is like. And I'm loving it. It's one of the most beautiful areas of the country that I've ever had the opportunity to see.
And yeah, I mean, Pennsylvania, the historic aspect of it is amazing. You have, you know, all the battles that took place. There's multiple buildings that have been abandoned, from, you know, asylums to tuberculosis centers. It's just there's just like a plethora of places out here that are just rich for exploring and investigating.
So I was given you guys' information by someone who called the Radio Disclosure tip line, said that I needed to talk to you guys, that you guys have a lot of unique content online, and I'm looking right now. You guys have quite a few videos, it looks like, online, to where you're doing, you know, investigations. You know, looks like you've got an abandoned hospital, an old penitentiary, high school. I'm just kind of going through what I see here. To me, it looks like you guys are extremely busy trying to get your investigations out. I guess between the two of you, what is the most craziest thing that you guys have investigated and seen so far?
Oh, I would have to go. I would have to go Penn.
William Penn. You know, okay, I agree. William Penn.
A lot of people, when we were exploring it, talking to local people, they were like, yo, that place is not haunted, this and that. And we went to explore it, and the amount of activity that happened there was amazing. Between EVPs, objects being thrown, when you're in an abandoned school, and you know, one of the main things that anybody wants as a paranormal investigator is to have a locker slam on you. And to have that happen, it blew us away.
Yes.
Bachman's Mill.
So just to fill you in, William Penn High School is an abandoned high school that was built in the late 1800s in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I think it went abandoned in the 1970s.
It's 222,446 square feet of abandoned beautifulness.
Yeah, so we found it on YouTube as just urban explorers going in there, and we decided, you know, like, that'd be kind of cool. Let's go in there. And this is really before we really started recording everything. So we went in there and we experienced a lot of unexplainable stuff, and we've gotten some EVPs that are really like heartbreaking. I mean, we got a EVP of a little girl in the basement that was kind of heartbreaking. So
what was the, you say these EVPs were heartbreaking. What did they say?
Okay. So we were down in the basement, and there was a what you would consider like a water reclamation well for the basements in this area. And it was quite a large one. And I picked up, I said, you know, I wonder how deep that is. So I grabbed the nearest object closest to me, and I picked it up to drop it in there. And as I dropped it in there, on my camera's recording, we got what sounded like a young girl's voice saying, they put me down here.
Well, it actually said they put me in there or down there.
They put me down here. And then, of course, when I dropped the object into the water, it actually smelled
really bad.
Absolutely disgusting. It caught your attention and kind of make us move. We did not realize that we captured that during the time. It wasn't until the review.
So do you have this EVP on the video of the William Penn High School on YouTube?
Yeah, yes. I believe it's which we did several videos of William Penn because it was just so amazing.
Yeah, we do have the evidence out there. I believe we have 4 videos of our investigation of William Penn. I'm not sure exactly which one it's on, but it is there. But every single time we've been there, we just did a live there the other night just to go see if we can go there again, because they did board it up quite a bit. People have started fires in there. We do have 4 videos out there on it, and I know it's in one of them.
Yeah, I was skimming the one as you were talking there, and I found the locker scene where you guys look like you're standing there at the lockers and yeah, that's,
and we all scream and run away, yeah. Try to get into the room. Yeah, because that's scary when you're in a dark room and you hear that noise, like you're just trying to get away.
I'll tell you, the proof of the supernatural, the proof of ghosts, life after death, is more evident now than I think ever. I've got Jason and Jason from Pemp Paranormal with us. We're going to continue on with this conversation when we come back. If you want to join us, 1-833-880-9899. That's 1-833-880-9899. This is Radio Disclosure. Welcome back to Radio Disclosure. I'm Matt Aaron. We're talking with Jason and Jason from Pemp Paranormal. They just did a new video, West Virginia Penitentiary. This is a clip from it right here.
I just thought I heard footsteps behind me.
Welcome back to the show, Jason and Jason. And of course, people can find your content up on YouTube if they look up Pemp Paranormal. And no, that's exactly what it stands for, which is, again, your acronym stands for?
Paranormal Investigators of Middle Pennsylvania.
So tell me about this video that you just produced online, and you just put it online. I'll put a link on the website, and I'll tell you, I've skimmed it very quickly, and there was a part in it that kind of creeped me out, and that was the statues of humans and
the Native American statue. It's like a three statues kind of huddled together.
Yeah, it was a little creepy. So tell me about your investigation there.
Well, we were invited by Mary Jo from Penn Paranormal, and we had complete run of the entire prison for the night, which is, they do those events, but it was, you know, it was a rare opportunity, and it was something that was amazing. We got to explore all the cells, the chapel,
the hole, the sugar shack.
We were the only ones that actually sat down in the hole by ourselves in the dark. We were the only ones because we did set up robotic WISE cameras, which we use. They are a motion tracking robotic camera that we have self-sufficient, so we can set it up anywhere. It's battery powered and it will motion track any movement that it detects. It was a good experience. We enjoyed it. I mean, West Virginia Penitentiary in Moundsville is probably one of the topmost places for anybody to investigate. It was an amazing experience. I enjoyed myself tremendously.
So out of the investigation stuff that you did there, what is it that stands out to you about the facility, and what experience did you have there that made you go, ooh?
Well, a lot of the experiences are kind of personal, and chills, noises that evident. I mean, we can't really catch on camera, or we didn't catch on camera, but there were several times where we actually sat down and started doing spirit box recordings, where you try to get responses. Intelligent responses. And we got some intelligent responses. Some of them might not be appropriate for the show. I mean, it's on the video though. Just to know that there might be somebody intelligent that, you know, lived in the, you know, 1920 that's actually talking to you. It's pretty crazy.
Would you happen to say that you've ever ran into anything, or either of you have ran into what I would consider to be true evil?
Ooh, that's a good true. I don't know about true evil, but one of our earliest videos when we were just, you know, playing around exactly with the paranormal, we really didn't know what we were doing at the time. You know, it's just when we first started, and we were out in a very, you know, it's a well-known adventure trail in Anvil, Pennsylvania. But nobody ever, you know, there was no paranormal stuff about it at all. So, I mean, we were out there just kind of messing around because we had just got these new cameras. And I actually was physically scratched, but it wasn't a scratch at the time. It was it just felt like somebody punched me in the lower back. And it turned around. I mean, it turned out that I had like physical scratches, 5 of them from my neck all the way down to my backside. And that was the scariest. That was the first time that I ever said, okay, I want to leave. I want to get out of here.
Yeah. And besides, we had numerous objects thrown in our direction. We were lucky to catch one of them on camera, but it wasn't like something was thrown. It looked like the plant next to us was actually hit from the bottom up. And it was the same time, same night that I was touched on the shoulder, but it was enough that I actually cried on camera, and I did put it in the, I put it on the video, but it actually made me, it made me cry.
Good Lord. Yeah, but there was a time there. I mean, it was really strange because we were actually sitting on this mound of debris in the middle of the woods, and we actually felt like we were talking to children or interacting with children. But then there was this very evident cutoff where this playful energy turned into something darker or thicker. And we knew that something weird was going on. And that's just after that. That's when I got the kick in the back, or a punch or a kick. I don't know what it was. And then he got touched. Well, he got touched first.
I got touched first. And then when we actually did the research of this location, we were completely unaware beforehand. It's Bachman's Mill. There was an accident that happened there. Apparently, one of the workers at the mill had taken the dynamite for the lime mill and brought it into the house to thaw out, which was a normal thing to do. Apparently, where they would normally thaw it out, something was wrong with it. So he brought it to his home, which was right there by the mill. He was a very low paid worker, and put it in the oven. Well, his wife turned up the oven to make get supper ready, and the dynamite exploded, killing his wife and both of his children, both of his daughters. And we didn't realize at the moment where we were sitting on the trail was the exact spot where the house was until we actually discovered an older picture of the home. And it shocked us. We did put that conclusion in the end of that video, which is still a very rough video. It was, you know, it's like our second or third video.
Oh yeah.
It really startled us when we researched it after the fact and then saw the news article and then realized that the guy's name was Zeller, which is the other Jason here. That's his actual last name. Birth name.
Oh, wow.
So it's all a weird circle of, you know.
Did you find out if you had any relation to this guy?
I did not, and I most likely don't, but yeah, we never actually found out, no.
But what are the chances? I mean, that's the...
It's weird, yeah.
And even on top of it, like we had our camera set up on a tripod, and multiple times our camera was getting touched. We didn't realize it at the time until we actually went and did the review of it. But multiple noises, multiple times, our camera on our tripod, which was facing at us, so we had the lights at us, was physically getting touched. And then on top of the objects being thrown, it was scary. It was definitely scary.
Yeah, that was the video where you can hear the Velcro of the battery for the camera being pulled off.
Oh my.
And it's like, wow, really? That's insane.
We also had what appeared to be a shadow hand go right in front of our camera, and we were shooting in full spectrum at that time. And we also had a very strange mist that went across our camera. And when we put it down in slow motion, it actually looked like a base that had been burnt.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
And we were putting our video together, but we didn't put everything together until we actually did the research afterwards. Like, we usually like to go into a place not knowing the history. And then we go through, do our review for our evidence. And then we do the research to see what kind of links up with it.
Yeah, because if you do the research first, then, your mind is thinking, oh, maybe I heard this word on this EVP when, you would have heard it totally different if you had no idea what the history was. So, I mean, it's contamination pretty much. If you're going somewhere, you're investigating, and if you have no idea,
Well, when we come back here, what I'm going to do is I want to ask you guys about what your tools of the trade are.
Okay.
What it is that you guys use? What is it that your favorite tools are? Jason and Jason from Pimp Paranormal is with us. 1-833-880-9899. You can find them on YouTube. We'll be back. This is Radio Disclosure. Welcome back to Radio Disclosure. Jason and Jason from Pimp Paranormal joins us. 1-833-880-9899 is the number if you want to join us as well. That last story you guys just told didn't left some goosebumps on the back of my hair. Goosebumps on my hair in my goosebumps have goosebumps of the goosebumps. I guess that would be the way that I describe that there. Speaking of paranormal investigation, what are your guys' tools of the trade? What do you find out works the best? I noticed you mentioned the good old-fashioned voice boxes. I've personally tried those in a paranormal investigation and documentary that we were trying to do, and that didn't work out like we actually wanted it to, but we got pretty close. But what's the tools of the trade, gentlemen, and what do you enjoy using the most?
All right, so I'll start off. My favorite tool is my camera. I like full spectrum cameras. It's the little, like the pink video you see in our videos. I haven't caught anything on it, but I just like it because, you got the UV light, you got the IR light, and you got a visible light. But my least would be a spirit box. Just because, Just live hearing a response in the spirit box. It could be sweeping through a radio station and picking something up. It could be just your brain thinking, oh, well, this is what I heard, and it could be something totally different. So, I mean, some people like it, some people don't, but go ahead.
How about you? How about you, Jason? But we don't know which Jason we're talking to. So, but Jason.
I know. It gets a little confusing. I like the fact that there's a lot of investigators out there that are trying new things. I do like the REM pod, as long as the battery's not going dead.
Hold on. What is a REM pod?
Okay, a REM pod is a device that actually puts off a small magnetic field. And if any energies actually get close to the antenna, it will trigger sensors in it to light up different lights and stuff like that. A lot of people that are into the paranormal, they're very aware of it.
Is that anything like the K2 meters that you see?
No, K2 meter is actually the opposite. K2 meter measures influxes in the electromagnetic field, where actually a REM pod actually gives off an EMF field, and when that field is manipulated, then it'll light up lights according to the strength of the interruption or the fluctuation.
Ooh, that's like K2 on a whole nother level.
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of people. They're making some, and I've had some that have been annoying. There are some that are good out there. Some of them do have temperature detectors on them also, to where if the lights are lighting up and the temperature is changing, which usually sometimes they say, you know, when a spirit is absorbing energy, it's going to fluctuate the temperature. It is a fun device, but you know, the best device, in my opinion, is your own physical body. That's my favorite one. When something gives me goosebumps and makes all my hair stand up for no reason, your own personal senses are probably the best device during a paranormal investigation.
That's a good answer. That's a good one.
It's true. We did an investigation of a place a long time ago by the name of Cedar Vine Manor. And it was a Civil War convalescent home. It's where they would take the wounded soldiers and basically patch them back up. It was basically a temporary hospital. And the easiest and most interesting thing I can say about the K2 stuff is the fact that we had a total conversation with supposedly one of our dead friends that used to live and work there for about 45 minutes. And it was the most phenomenal thing that I've ever seen. I mean, two blinks for a yes and a single blink for a no. And, you know, I'm starting to look around the room, you know, for people that, you know, had some kind of transmitter or something, you know, to cause this thing to go off. I'm like, where's everyone's cell phones? But I mean, the answers and the questions and the availability of knowledge was quite spectacular. Really don't know what to say about that other than the fact that I've never experienced something of that nature. And if I didn't have it on video, there's lots of people who would say that I was just plumb out nuts. I mean, have you guys had any experiences like that?
Well, I'll just interject real quick. Even if you have it on video, people still say you're just nuts. There's people that are so set in thinking that the paranormal is all fake that it doesn't matter what you catch on video. They'll try to find a way for it to be debunked,
which we do a lot of that. We do try to debunk anything that could interfere with it. K2 meters are great. They're very sensitive. We have a similar K2 meter that actually detects not only electromagnetic fields, but also magnetic fields. And we've had magnetic fields going off for no reason when the electromagnetic field is not there. You know, I don't like anybody saying, hey, there's a structure of what you have to use for paranormal investigations. I like it where, you know, build a device, try it, because not every energy that's out there is going to be able to manipulate a single device. You know, I'm open to people trying new things. Let's see what works. Let's see what doesn't. Sometimes a device will work in one location, and then you won't have nothing at the next location, but yet you will still get physical feelings and energies there. It's all open. I'm willing for anybody and everybody to build what they can, try it. Let's see what works, because one thing is going to work at one location, one thing is going to not work at another location. Nobody is a professional. It's a big thing. We really agree with that.
Yeah, and that's something you have to take account for is, I mean, if this is all true and there are spirits, like out-of-body spirits that have lost their physical body and they're still here on Earth, is, I mean, there are people that just don't have bodies, so we can't see them. So, like, maybe they're scared of something, or they're attracted to something, or they prefer a certain method, or, you know, maybe their intelligence level has something to do with it. Also, maybe it's the language they spoke, you know, like you can't talk to a French ghost in English and interact with it. So it's all unknown.
Yeah. The more that you continue to investigate, and I'm sure you guys would agree on this statement, the more you realize the rabbit hole continues to get deeper in that sense, because you realize that when you think you've got it figured out, all of a sudden you realize, nope, it goes a little bit deeper.
I completely agree.
Nobody is professionals. This is a
completely experimental field.
Yeah, it's experimental. A lot of people say it's a scientific field, but no, we're constantly searching for answers.
Well, those answers may not be known until our death ourselves. So that's the
I agree with that.
That's the crazy part about this whole thing, is just, oh my. I've got Jason and Jason from Pimp Paranormal. We come back from the break, I'm going to continue asking them about their experiences, and I want to know about their own belief systems, about what they feel is good, right, and different. 1-833-880-9899 if you want to join us. This is Radio Disclosure. Welcome back to Radio Disclosure. I have Jason and Jason from Pimp Paranormal joining us. Jason or Jason, how can they find you online right now?
Jason will answer this.
You can find us on YouTube under Pimp Paranormal. We also have a Instagram. We do have a Twitter. We really don't do much of that. Basically, YouTube, and we do have a Facebook group, Pimp Paranormal, where we post every video that we put out, and we also post everything from all the groups that we collab with, and they are allowed to post all of their events and things like that onto our Facebook group.
Very cool. So, all right. You guys are out investigating this, and like you said before, there's no professionals in this. There's just amateurs trying to figure out their version of the truth, of what God is, what the afterlife is, what all this is. What is your guys' take on religion, God, whatever?
I know that, I mean, I know that there is some higher source or energy or power. I don't know what you call it, but I believe that every religion really calls that source the same thing. I mean, it is the same thing. That's how I feel. I mean, that's my take on religion. That sums it up.
We actually do many of our investigations. We do do a prayer. Brady from County Line Area Paranormal, he is a ordained pastor, and he usually leads us on a prayer before any investigation. And yeah, I believe in God. Whether it's whatever God you want to believe in. And I believe that science, what we built with science, should combine with religion. Energy does not dissipate. It can transform, but it doesn't go poof. And we are made up of energy. So when our physical bodies pass, we still are made up of energy. We still have tons of electrical impulses that have gone through our body until the day we pass. And it has to go somewhere. And I think science and religion should be a little bit more combined, because with what we do, we see that there's areas where
they overlap.
They do.
That's been something that I've seen more and more, where you've got quantum physics entering into Bible texts and quantum physics explaining Bible text, or Bible text explaining quantum physics. I talked to a professor that I know at NYU, and I'm going to keep his name anonymous, because if I say his name, then people will be pointing at him. And he basically stated that to understand more and more of quantum physics, and to understand more and more of what they're learning about the quantum world right now, and especially with the breakthroughs through quantum computers and such that they've been partnering with other colleges on, they're actually looking at things like religion and religion texts and going into that realm to explain what they're trying to understand.
Yeah, it's like the God particle, pretty much. That's starting to overlap with science and quantum physics.
They need to work together. Like they've always tried to keep it so separated, science and religion, so separated.
I know it should be separated, politics and religion.
They need to be blended together. They work together. If you take your science and you put it towards a religion, whether it's Darwin or, you know, I mean, come on, you can't argue what science has done. But then everything that religion has done, they work together, in my opinion.
So, gentlemen, do you guys, we got about 6 minutes left here of the show. Do you guys have a good story? If we're sitting around the campfire, you told the one story about getting scratched on the back, and that one is still going to concern me as I go to the woods tonight with my camera.
And that's actually on video.
Don't watch the video. He's a little bit embarrassed about it, because
my back hair.
He had back hair, and he didn't want me to chew his butt on camera, so we had to kind of edit out as much as we could. But
All right, so a story. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead. You guys got a good story. So
you just showed, or we were talking about the West Virginia Penitentiary. So we just put this video out, and we haven't really discussed it with anybody, especially my family. About 2 months ago, about a week after we actually did the investigation, I got a text from my foster mom, which my foster mom, you know, she was my guardian from the age of maybe 13 to 17. And I haven't talked to her for several years. Well, she actually texted me and said, "Hey, Jason, I don't want to sound crazy, but a spirit just woke me up, and was standing at the foot of my bed, and it said that I didn't do it. I've been trying to get a hold of Jason, but he can't hear me. And my name is," and oh my God, now the name just blanked out.
Brain fart.
Anyway, it was an inmate at a West Virginia penitentiary that was hung in 1911 for murdering somebody on Christmas. And yeah, she had no idea it was West Virginia State Penitentiary. She had
no clue that we
so
even went there.
It's a little weird.
The names actually lining up kind of freaked us out.
So, and your stepmom, which you said you had no conversation with her about where you were going, what you were doing.
Yeah, my foster mom, she had no idea. Like, I don't even think she knows I do paranormal investigations. Like, I've talked to her in the last 20 years. I've probably talked to her maybe 3 or 4 times. And then she texted me this. Like, I don't want to sound crazy, but there is a ghost right here. And it told me its name, and it said it's trying to contact you, and he didn't do it. And so, I mean, the whole thing was, I guess he murdered somebody on Christmas. And I guess it was out of self-defense, maybe. I don't know. But he was tried and hung within 3 months at West Virginia State Penitentiary.
And we did do the research, and yes, the name that came through, he was tried and hung at the prison.
Oh my.
Yeah, I can't think of the name.
See, but there's so many stories like this, and of course, you know, people say, oh well, that's just blah 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 blah. Oh, come on. I mean, there's too much evidence, folks. There's too much. It's there. It's right there in front of you. And that's the part. You know, the one thing that's interesting to me is the people who claim that they're atheists, but will sit down and watch a ghost show or a ghost TV show or watch some YouTube videos like you guys have. And then they have their first experience with something real, like a cover door slamming. Oh, well, that was just real science. But when they actually have to confront it. Ooh.
Yeah, it's definitely very different. And that's why we keep doing what we love to do. It's unexplainable.
Yeah, like, well, you were just saying, you know, like atheists, you know, not believing in any of this. And then you have the other spectrum of like devout Catholics. I had this run in actually at a job that I had previously where he found out that I was a paranormal investigator. And he said, well, you don't believe in God, do you? And I was like, well, yes, I do. And he was like, well, you can't believe in God because God said in the Bible that when you die, you go to heaven or hell. But how can spirits be on earth if that's true? And I'm like, well, that's a good question.
Well, Moses and Elijah were definitely dead and they ministered to Jesus. I mean, anyone can argue, you know, biblical text back and forth with that kind of thing, because there's more evidence of what I would consider to be aliens in the Bible, ghosts. I mean, you had Peter walking on the water, for God's sakes, and not yeah, Peter, Jesus. Jesus walking.
There's a ton.
Say again?
There's a ton of stuff with the Bible that, like, you can't explain.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you had Jesus walking on the water, and Peter says, I thought you were a ghost. And Jesus says, no, I was not a ghost. You would think that if ghosts didn't exist, Jesus would have said, come on, Peter, ghosts aren't real. Get a break. You know, I mean, well,
there's just so many unknowns. I mean, you can bring in, like, Egypt and the pyramids. You can bring up all kinds of stuff.
Look what they did to Jesus. Like, he didn't deserve that.
I agree.
He was trying to teach people how to be righteous and live a positive life. And he suffered for everybody else's sins, which is kind of horrible.
Yep. Well, Jason.
So, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, your turn.
I was going to say, Jason, we've got to wrap it up here. We're at the end of the show. Thank you for joining us. rabbit hole, obviously, folks, gets deeper every show we do. 1-833-880-9899 if you want to disclose something to us or tell us something, or if you want to suggest a guest. Definitely, if you want to disclose something, call us and leave us a voicemail. Want to say thank you to WTWW, the International Shortwave Station, for carrying us and all of our other local affiliates. This has been Radio Disclosure.